I know many of you from growing up, some are new faces, some are very familiar. But before I get started, I just wanted to say that this church is special to me, not just the building, but the people. And it's a place that, for me, just feels like coming home. So even though many of you have known me for a long time, I feel that many of you probably don't know my full testimony, and I would really like to share that with you guys today. I'm very thankful that I grew up in a Christian home, and by God's grace, I can say like Timothy, that from a child I have known the Holy Scriptures, which were able to make me wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Though I recited the sinner's prayer when I was 5, I don't feel that I was truly converted till later. At the beginning of high school, I began to have some serious struggles with some deep depression. I had experienced some deep hurt in my life as a child that I tried to forget. As a result, in high school, I really started to lose my way. I really started to get very depressed. I would be crying every day, and I began refusing to go to school. I began cutting myself, and my parents were just, they didn't know where to go with me. I didn't know how to go forward and get through what I was going through. Finally, my parents did connect me with Mrs. Sherry Alchin, who is a dear Christian counselor at the Biblical Counseling Center in Arlington Heights. And at that time, she reaffirmed the gospel to me. And I feel like she guided me through a lot of my anxiety and depression in a very biblical way. And all the head knowledge that I had as a child started to actually penetrate into my heart. And so that's when I feel like my eyes were truly opened to the gospel. I knew that only Christ could save me, and I trusted in what I had known my whole life, that Jesus Christ is my true substitute. He died for me so that I could live for Him.
Murió por mí.
He is my Savior and Lord, and I'm so glad that He came to seek and save the lost. For me, like a life verse for me has been Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And this has helped me whenever, not that I don't ever get anxiety or feel that way again, but now I feel like I can truly trust in Christ to carry all my burdens and to what He did on the cross. I don't have to do anything to be forgiven. It's all through Christ. And I used to be filled with anger, and now I feel like I'm filled with a sense of peace and joy that can only be given through Christ. And I did attend a Christian high school, and after I became saved, I had a lot of really awesome people that got me involved in small groups and youth groups at Willow Creek Church, actually, and I felt that I had a lot of growth there, and I was really able to get plugged in. And also, I had some amazing teachers that kind of guided me along the way to show me that even the worst of sinners, God has love for them. And of course, I thank God for my awesome parents. They really set a wonderful example about what it means to be a Christian, just in the way that they parented. I get emotional because they just taught me what it is to love and to forgive, and I really appreciate that more than you know. So as I come for membership at Living Hope today, I want to confess that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. As Psalms 147:3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He is the Prince of Peace, and His love is everlasting. He has made me a new person. May His name be praised.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.